Next patient is Victor Hedley, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor Hedley, H-E-A-D-L-E-Y, Hedley, H-E-A-D-L-E-Y, H as in house. Date of birth is 10-26-58. Date of visit is 11-10-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, M.D. That's J-A-M-I-D-A-R, Jamidar, M.D. Humayun is H-U-M-A-Y-U-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and possible chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is let's see, 65-year-old male who has a prior history of chest pains and shortness of breath, had undergone cardiac evaluation. Earlier this year, and was found to have an abnormal nuclear stress test and underwent cardiac catheterization. The patient, however, was found to have no significant coronary artery disease in the left main, and the diffuse disease was noted in the left anterior descending artery. And there was also mild diffuse disease in the LAD. And the circumflex artery was a small vessel with 90% proximal stenosis. And the distal circumflex at 90% stenosis. And collaterals were noted. And the right coronary was a large dominant artery with to 70% stenosis in the distal right coronary. And in the posterior descending artery. Period. Conclusion was distal disease involving the distal LAD. And the patient was placed on therapy for hyperlipidemia and was also on antihypertensives. Period. He has also a history of hypertension. And no history of diabetes. Next, the patient also had a chest X-ray, which showed can you please change that? The patient has had no chest CT done. He did have a PFT done, however, which showed mild obstructive disease with a significant response to bronchodilator use. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, borderline diabetes, and history of arthritis, and surgical history includes cardiac catheterization. Tonsillectomy. Next, habits. The patient denies history of smoking. And drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father had heart disease, mother died of a stroke and had diabetes. Next, allergies none listed. Next, med list, doxazosin 3 milligrams BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams BID, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, and atorvastatin 40 milligrams every day, hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams daily, and meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, albuterol and L2+PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue. He has shortness of breath and mild wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn. No diarrhea, constipation. He has no chest pains or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. His joint pains and muscle stiffness. And he has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And no postnasal drip, no glaucoma cataracts. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallid sign of the ictus peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 150/70. Pulse is 58, respirations are 16, temperature 97.2. HEND and non-Hispanic peoples reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes bilaterally in the prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular from an S2 normoma. I'm sorry, heart sounds are regular as one in S2 with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness, reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh, number one. Mild COPD. Number two is reactive airways disease. Number three, hypertension. Now, number four is hypolipidemia. Next for plan, patient. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. I'm sorry, with contrast. Also advised to get a Trilogy Ellipta. Advised to start with Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. And use albuterol inhaler, two puffs, QIDPRN. He will also avoid exposure to dust and fumes. If possible, wear a mask while at work. And advised to get a copy of his CBC, complete metabolic profile, and was advised to get an IgE level and a total eosinophil count, and come for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Please add in the past history, the patient has hypolipidemia. Follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Humayun Jamindar, MD.